So, moving on to the next slide, as we were leaving one of the particular temples, we saw this particular truck. Now, we had seen a lot of trucks and sometimes cars decorated like this with flowers and all sorts of strange-looking decorations to us. And we had wondered what they were. Finally, when we were on one of our guided tours, we asked the guide, and he explained to us that these were trucks which were rentable. Usually a whole family would get together and rent them, and they would go up to the mountains to worship, praise, to mourn for the dead. And that's what the trucks were for.
I thought I'd add a little bit to what Brian said. We're on the same slide, which is about the funeral truck. As in Korea, many people in Taiwan didn't have private cars, and there were certain holidays when, in the Buddhist culture or religion, it was considered proper to pay reverence to your ancestors who had died. So a family would rent one of these trucks right up into the mountains where the tombs are, so that burying the dead won't waste good farmland, and they would worship or show reverence for their ancestors.
So that pretty much concludes our temple tour. Now we go back to the zoo with an unusual looking bird. By the way, we visited zoos all over the world, and we'll eventually see flies, most all of them. And the next slide is of a Chinese giraffe. We're told that his parents, or he himself, had immigrated at some time from Africa, but we couldn't verify that for ourselves. And of course, he had a particularly handsome camel that Barbara said I had to take a picture of. One of the things that we liked about the zoo in Taiwan is that as opposed to cages, which are used to be quite common in zoos, they had a lot of open landscape sort of settings with barriers like water between you and the people. And this is a sort of monkey island. Hard to pick out monkeys in this particular picture. However, it had one drawback to it. It wasn't a very good barrier, and what you'd have is you'd have monkeys who go out in the water scavenging for food thrown by the spectators, and they'd hold up their hands and they'd get food thrown at them. This would be when we're starting on one of our tours. It was a tour through the center of Taiwan, up to an Aborigine village, amongst other things. This is an example of one of their penguin trash cans. I think the penguins were most common, but I think they were making trash cans. I like their style. They had nice looking trash cans. One of the things we saw on this particular tour of the Aborigine village was some beautiful scenery and landscape, and this is a waterfall. In fact, it's roughly twice as long as the section I've taken, and the section I've taken is vast, but I couldn't get the whole thing in one picture. And so now we're going from just outside by that gorge where we were on the opposite side of the waterfall. We go into a village where they do various dances. It looks very westernized, but they try to give you some feel of the original tribal structure and traditions that they had there. Well, this is a long line of beautiful young women. This next slide is, I think they're enacting the marriage ceremony.
This was the finale of the show at the Aborigine village, and it was a reenactment of the traditional wedding ceremony. And the biggest deal in this wedding ceremony is that the groom would put the bride in this sort of A-frame chair backpack, which is where she is now. He would lift this up onto his back, and part of his part of the deal in the wedding would be that he would carry his bride on his back up the mountain to their new home. So that was the way he proved that he was a strong husband and could take care of his wife.
I was particularly impressed when I looked at the chair because, of course, the bride, he might weigh 120 pounds, and she might weigh 80 pounds, which is a sizable weight for a man of his size to carry. But the chair itself is built of solid wood, and it probably weighs almost as much as she does, which makes the total weight he's carrying quite impressive. And of course, you have to understand that Taiwan is in a very tropical location, and anything will grow there. I mean, you can have bare rock, and within a week, it'll be a dense jungle. It seems like it's just very green, very vibrant with life. And of course, these Aborigines lived up in this very rough, mountainous terrain. You know, Taiwan is volcanic origin, and they had these very steep cliffs and mountains. And of course, getting from one home to another might mean going 10 miles, you know, straight down a gorge and back up, you know, getting to the other side of the gorge. And so you can envision him climbing through this dense, wet, slippery jungle down these steep cliffs. And boy, if he can make the trip, he's really proved himself. Yeah, quite a man. This is the next slide, and it's the slide which really convinced me that this is a very westernized dance. This is a dance to, well, it's supposed to be a hunting dance. To me, it was a lot of leg dance. And that pretty much concluded the Aborigine tour, all the good slides we had from it.